Okay, guys, once again, this is Jamie Soriano from New York City. I want to welcome everybody to this call. Hopefully you can hear me okay. But again, I want to welcome everybody to the call. Hopefully you're wrapping up and finishing a strong and productive week. But what I want to do, guys, over the next 10 or 15 minutes or so is give you some real talk, okay, real talk about what you need to do to succeed in your business. Now, obviously, if you're on the line at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time, you're probably serious about your business. So hopefully you're not going to get offended if I give you some straight talk. I'm from New York. We like to give straight talk. I'm a straight shooter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some real talk over the next 10 or 15 minutes about what it really takes to succeed in your network marketing business. Now, again, if you're on this call and you're with MLSP, you already know how important it is to market the right way. Okay, you already know how important it is to generate leads for your business. Hopefully, you're realizing how important it is to create multiple streams of income with affiliate products. Okay, this is how you'll be able to monetize your entire list and still make money when people say no to your business. Okay, because people are going to say no to your business, and that's okay. If you're getting involved with MLSP, you're starting to probably realize how funded proposals work and how to make money even when people say no. Okay, and you probably already know how important it is to brand yourself. All those things, guys, are extremely important to your success. However, I want to share four keys to personal success that will significantly increase your retention in your business and keep you in the game long enough to succeed, okay? Because the only reason why people succeed and don't succeed is they don't stick around long enough, okay? So, again, I want you to hear this from two perspectives. The first perspective is from your own personal information, okay? It's for your own personal information so that you can personally internalize these keys and apply them to yourself. But the second perspective is from a leader's perspective, okay, so that you can teach these keys to your leaders and so you can increase retention with them, okay? So the first key I want to touch upon is you need to understand and, more importantly, accept that building a business takes time, okay? It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Building a network marketing business, guys, and residual income takes time. I think it's actually comical how people get started in the industry and when they're not making $10,000 a month in 90 days, they think that network marketing doesn't work or they think it's a scam. And these are the same people who say, I'm not looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, right? We've all spoke to people like that, right? They tell you, I'm not looking for a get-rich-quick deal, okay? However, when they're not making 10 grand a month in 90 days, they're ready to give up, right? They're ready to throw in the towel. See, understand one thing, guys. You didn't get into your current situation overnight, and you're not going to get out of it overnight, okay? Of course, that doesn't mean you can't make money right away in your business, but to change your lifestyle, to create wealth, to build a significant residual income so that you don't got to worry about money anymore, that's going to take some time. Typically, it's going to take anywhere from 2 to 5 years, okay? But so what? Most people go to college for 4 or 5 years and they aren't guaranteed a job when they get out or even get a job, okay? And if they do get a job, they make 40 or 50 grand a year. I don't know about you, but if I'm going to invest the next 4 to 5 years into something, it's going to be something where I can get stone cold wealthy, okay? That's just me. I don't know, okay? Number two is you need to understand that staying plugged in is critical to your success, okay? Staying plugged in is critical to your success. That means you got to get your butt to every event, okay? You got to get on every call. You got to get on every webinar. Staying near the power source will keep you focused, guys. Keeping yourself in the right environment will keep you focused. Now, you might be thinking, Jimmy, every event? I mean, every call? I mean, come on, Jimmy, that's too much, right? Well, do you want to change your life or not? I mean, I always tell people, look, do you want to get to the top or not? How bad do you want to get out of your financial situation, okay? How bad do you want to keep saying no to your kids? And, you know, showing up, okay, if that's the price for success, showing up, that's a price that you should be glad to pay. It's not that big of a deal, okay? For me, over the last 14 years, one thing that I've done consistently over my career is I've just showed up, okay? I haven't been the greatest in a lot of areas, but because I just consistently showed up at everything, guess what? You've been able to have an amazing career, okay? Number three, The third key to your success is to include your spouse or partner, okay? Sell them the dream. Sell them on why you're building a business, okay? Include your spouse or your partner in your goals, okay? Include their goals in your business plan, okay? Take them with you to events. They need to be a part of what you're doing. Maybe not as a rep, but they need to know why you're investing time and energy into your business. Think about this for a second. If you opened up a deli or a restaurant, would you not tell your spouse about it? Right? Of course you would. Having a supportive spouse is extremely, extremely important, okay? Now, can you still succeed without a supportive spouse? Yes, you can, but it's extremely difficult. And building a business isn't easy as it is. Why would you want to deal with a negative spouse to boot? So that's something you need to understand right away. Is you need to get your spouse on your side, okay? They need to be your biggest cheerleader. And by the way, if you're wondering how you can get your spouse to be supportive, bring home some paychecks. Bring home some paychecks. In the last 14 years that I've been full-time in this industry, I've never seen a spouse. And I've been around a lot of people, okay? I've coached a lot of people. I've had a lot of people come through my group. I've never seen a spouse who was negative when paychecks were coming to the household, okay? So go make some money. Okay? Go make some money. That's the fastest way to get your spouse on your side, okay? And number four, guys, number four, hopefully you're listening to this. If you forget the first three and you remember number four, then it was worth it for you to get on this call, okay? Because number four is extremely critical. Put a star next to this one if you're taking notes. This is extremely powerful. And I'll admit, guys, that it's not too sexy to talk about. And that's why a lot of people don't talk about it and why you don't hear it a lot on conference calls or webinars. However, it's probably the most important thing you can do for yourself and your business. So listen closely, okay? And here's the tip. Here's the key. The success principle that you need to internalize if you want to be a success in this industry. Save your money, okay? Save your money. Let me say that again, okay? Save your money. I'm not saying not to invest in your business, and I'm not saying not to spend money to get yourself to events, okay? I mean, I spend a lot of money, or I invest money, a lot of money, rather, into my business, okay? I spend a lot of money into different tools that I can use to speed up the process of my business. However, I save a lot of money also, okay? I just told you how critical it was earlier to get to events and the power of staying plugged in. But think about it. How can you get wealthy without saving your money, okay? How can you get wealthy without saving your money? You can't. So it's important that you manage your money right and you save, 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 okay? Now, I know some of you are saying, really, Jamie, that's your tip for me? I mean, that's not too exciting, okay? Well, I'm not here to try to get you excited. I'm trying to help you become successful. And paying yourself first is a wealth principle that rich people live by. I mean, you can pick up books on how to accumulate wealth, and every single book in there will tell you to pay yourself first, okay? And that's why you need to save, 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 okay? And by the way, you don't need to be making big money to start saving money, okay? Over the last 14 years, my mentor got me saving. When I first got started in this industry, my mentor, when I was 22 years old, they told me to save some money, and I started saving $25 a month. Okay, $25 a month was all I could afford back then. And because he got us into that habit of saving money, today we save more money a month than most people make at their job. Okay, I'm not saying that to say, hey, look at me. I'm just letting you know that if you're going to become successful in this industry, you better manage your money right. Okay, so again, if my network marketing company went out of business, it would not change my lifestyle. Okay, and I could say that proudly, and that gets me excited, because we're financially bulletproof at this point, okay? And you want to get there too, but that's not going to happen unless you start saving some money, okay? And so, again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I don't want to sound like I'm preaching to you, but in 5 years, 5 years from now, if you look at your financial statements or when you look at your financial statements, you're either going to be extremely happy that you listened to me or you're going to regret not listening, okay? So, again, if you internalize those four keys, okay, let me just recap those four keys right away. Number one, you need to understand that building a business takes time, okay? Building a business takes time, okay? So have a long-term vision. Number two, get yourself plugged in to everything that's going on with your company, okay? And even with MLSP, okay? That's why it's important for you to get out to live the dream, okay? Number three, you need to include your spouse, okay, and get them on your side. That's going to do wonders for your business. And number four, save your money, okay? I mean, these are topics that a lot of people don't like to talk about because they're, quote-unquote, not sexy. But I'm telling you right now, we've been able to have an incredible career over the last 14 years, and we're more excited today than we were when we first got started in this industry because I've been able to internalize these four things from early on in my career, and I still practice them and teach them today, okay? So, again, guys, internalize these four keys, you'll significantly stack the deck in your favor to have success in your company. Okay, so one last thing, guys. If you haven't purchased your ticket to Live the Dream, go ahead and do that. Okay, it's going to be an incredible event, and you're not going to want to miss it. And hopefully we'll get a chance to meet there in person and connect. It's going to be an incredible time. It's going to be a fun time. So, again, guys, with that said, have an incredible day. Have an incredible weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Jamie Soriano here from New York City. Have a great day, guys. Till next time. Bye-bye.